Today on Gardening in a Minute, lychee. The lychee is a subtropical fruit tree that's as beautiful as it is delicious. In summer, the large evergreen trees produce bright pink to red fruits that look like clusters of large gumdrops. The fruits are very juicy and have a sweet yet slightly acidic flavor. Eaten mostly fresh, they can be used as an ingredient in drinks, desserts, and main dishes. Lychee trees are native to southern China and are susceptible to freezing, so they'll do best if they're planted in the southern regions of Florida. Young trees may require a bit of extra effort and care, but mature trees are usually quite hardy. If you can't plant your own tree, you can still enjoy this tasty fruit. Just check with your local Asian food market. For more information about lychee and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain barrels. Rain barrels are a great way to capture and save rain that falls on your roof, and they can help reduce stormwater runoff that can pollute our waterways. If you're building your own rain barrel, a 55-gallon plastic drum is the best container. Make sure to get one that's been used to hold food or other non-toxic materials. The simplest system is to put the barrel under a downspout and let gravity do its thing. Install a faucet about 6 inches from the bottom to access the water and use the stored water to irrigate your plants during dry spells. Make sure the rain barrel is covered with a screen or lid to keep mosquitoes from breeding in the water. You can even decorate your rain barrel to fit your landscape. For more information about rain barrels, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing trees for hurricanes. Hurricanes are a part of life in Florida, and tree damage is very common. But you can make trees in your landscape more hurricane-resistant so that you can worry less when a storm is about to hit. The best way to protect your landscape and home from hurricane damage is to select trees carefully. Select trees with strong root systems, trunks, and branches. Choose species that are more wind-resistant and plant them away from utilities and structures. Correct pruning will also help trees survive hurricanes. Prune them so they develop a sturdy, well-spaced framework of healthy branches around a central leader. The canopy edge can be thinned, allowing air to pass through freely. If you think ahead and prepare, your trees and property are more likely to survive the hurricane season. For more information about preparing trees for hurricanes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, freezing fruits and vegetables. If you're lucky enough to have a bountiful garden, you might be faced with more fruits and vegetables than you can eat. Freezing provides an easy way to store the excess harvest. Fruits like strawberries and blueberries can be placed in the freezer in a single layer on a cookie sheet. This allows the fruits to freeze individually. Once frozen, transfer them to a zip-top bag or other plastic container. Fruits can also be packed in a sugar syrup before freezing. Vegetables usually require an extra step called blanching. You'll need to boil or steam them for a specific period of time and then plunge them into a cold water bath. Spend a little time now and you'll be able to enjoy your harvest for months to come. For more information on preserving food and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Silver Bell. Silver Bell is an elegant native shrub or small tree that can bring interest to a shady corner of your garden. Each spring, Silver Bell produces a dramatic display. Delicate, bell-shaped flowers hang in clusters from the branches just as the leaves start to appear. The flowers can be white or pink. Silver Bell also provides interest in the fall when its leaves change to a soft yellow. After the leaves drop, Silver Bell will hold onto its seed pods, giving it good winter interest. Three species of Silver Bell can be grown in Florida, and all prefer growing as understory trees in a well-drained, acidic soil. Plant your Silver Bell so that the root ball is just above the soil line and water it on a regular basis until it's established. For more information about Silver Bell and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.